Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, you're around the NFL, or you're in the loop, rather, right here on Sports Radio 610, where we are going around the NFL. And, I mean, there was some interesting football, a lot of kind of upsets, or kind of, I think Bill Barnwell of ESPN put it as a lot of 2 days after Halloween. A lot of teams proved that they were not so scary, and there was a lot of those. Did you feel that way? I mentioned an AFC game, in that late afternoon slate between the Bills and the Chiefs, where the Bills came out victorious 28-21, although they got out pretty early in this game. Did you feel like that watching this game? Because, I mean, Josh Allen looked pretty scary, but the Chiefs were the team that looked like, oh, they're starting to put it together, and I don't know that they necessarily proved themselves or looked as scary as I thought they might be.
No, I felt like this was, where have I seen this before, is how I felt. Because the Bills in control, you know, pretty much, and then all of a sudden Mahomes and the Chiefs start doing things they're supposed to, you know, that they want to do. But at the same time, you get the regular season win. What is he now? 6-1, 5-1 in the regular season against the Chiefs, Josh Allen.
Oh, yeah.
And then 0-4 in the postseason. That's where my mind went. It was like, okay.
We're just falling. Okay. That's fair. You thought about that larger, longer run of this. Yeah. I think I didn't lose very much respect for either team. I think Kansas City, I still know them to be, and over the last so long, a team that just kind of finds themselves during the regular season and then goes and they put their best foot forward close to the end of the season and really into the postseason. They look like they're well within range of that. I think they were dealing without Isaiah Pacheco within this game, and you looked up and it was still a team that was able to, run the ball decently well, but they were still throwing the ball around the yard a decent amount. That was just fascinating to me is the continued progression of Josh Allen. I always go back to that initial Josh Allen that I saw coming out of Wyoming, and I was like, ain't no way. Yeah. Ain't no way this is the guy that y'all are trying to convince me. And then he magically became that guy and more. Like, they are continuing to heap more and more upon him, and he is answering the call time and time again, including, I mean, just completely dicing up defenses that you would not imagine would be that case.
That defense.
We'll see what it looks like in the postseason, right, especially as they heap more upon him. But Josh Allen continuing to stand up and look like that kind of player that honestly I did not believe that he was capable of when he first came in the league. It's kind of fun to watch a player continue to be that. What is not fun to watch by any stretch is a young player go out with a big injury.
Oof, boy. Are you like me? I haven't even watched the replays.
Unfortunately, I did see it.
I saw it, and I'm like, nope.
Yeah. One of the things, part of my ritual of sorts on a Sunday is to go and watch NFL Network, watch their game day highlights, to just kind of get a better feel for all the different games, especially when I want to go around the AFC South, which we'll do a little bit later in the program. But Jaden Daniels, with this game well out of hand, mind you, I believe it was 38-7 at that point. Jaden Daniels, starting quarterback, still in the game, ends up dislocating his elbow during that loss. And that there's a lot of conversation, obviously, questions as to why he's in the game. This was Dan Quinn talking about it. He said, I'm just gutted by it. I'm just bummed. We have read plays on it, and on the one he was injured on is usually a runner or a throw to the flat. It's not a scramble. It wasn't a design read or play in that spot. If we run it 50 times, it's usually a handoff or a throw. I'd say 50 times. It's a bummer, man, in a big way. Close quote.
Yeah, and I always defend the quarterback and the coach in these situations. You've got to drag those guys off the field sometimes in terms of him being on the field. It's just how they're wired. It's just the way it is. So I don't necessarily blame him. It's just really ugly and unfortunate.
Yeah, really. I understand where Dan Quinn is there because he was the one getting that question as to, like, why didn't you protect your guy? And, yeah. I mean, having the guy on the court, on the field, obviously you mentioned there's usually players want to be there. I don't know. For some reason, it didn't sit right with me that this seemed to be something where he goes, hey, he started out here running dangerously.
Kind of put it on him.
He kind of threw him under the bus a little bit. Now, I know that it did not come from that spirit. One thing I know about Dan Quinn, you know, being in relatively close proximity to him, covering him, at times, those players love, and I mean capital L-O-V-E, love playing for him. And so I doubt that he's the guy who's going to throw his guys under the bus. However, that's what that sounded like. It did sound like he's not supposed to be out here running around like that.
What was he thinking?
If he wasn't doing that, he wouldn't have his arm bended back. But that was kind of a wild thing. So that was a big thing that happened in that game, except, hey, this Sam Darnold thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, this Sam Darnold looked fan-bleeping-tastic in this football game for Seattle, to the point where I'm like, oh, this rehabilitation project for him is like, I don't have any more doubts on this. He's looked incredible. I'm not even waiting for the pumpkin to happen, in part because they just have incredible talent around him. But he has made some really, really good plays for Seattle thus far this season.
Who's the offensive coordinator over there?
That is Clint Kubiak.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. You know I was going to go there.
4 touchdowns.
They kept showing them, too.
He's working magic with this dude, man.
4 touchdowns for Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
In the first half, blowout victory for the Seattle Seahawks.
He was perfect in the first half,
too. Yes.
Like, he is just so comfortable. Now, I think it's worth acknowledging that the Commanders' defense, obviously, is not the best in the league. Mm-hmm. But regardless, at any given point, having an offense that dialed in where he's not missing, he's getting everybody involved. I'm learning the names of dudes that I didn't even know played in the NFL because they are spreading the ball out so well. 21 of 24, 330 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception in the first half. And then he was, rather not in the first half, but before he was pulled for Drew Lock, and the game was well out of hand, right? He literally had the best QBR of any game in his 8-year NFL career.
It's been amazing, and you're right. You know, Sam Darnold and the combination of what Clint Kubiak's doing for him and then that defense and giving him opportunities. That division, by the way, is getting pretty damn interesting as well.
It is, because while they're doing that, the trade deadline apparently is Howie Roseman season, is what we need to call it, as the Eagles traded for Jalen Phillips, the pass rusher from the Miami Dolphins. That's one of the guys that we saw reporting on when it came to the Miami Dolphins. Once they fired the general manager, the reporting was there. It might be a fire sale. These are some names to watch out for. Yeah. Jalen Phillips was one of those. He will make the trip to Philadelphia, as they're trying to replace a little bit. Remember, they brought Brandon Graham back from retirement. They traded for Michael Carter II, and they traded for Jair Alexander I think this week as well. Howie Roseman is doing it again. I saw some of the kind of analysis on this trade in particular. Jalen Phillips hasn't had a great year, and he is going to be a free agent at the end of the year. This one feels like
It's a talent.
It's a third round pick, if memory serves, on that trade, but he could end up, you know, signing a big deal if he does walk a free agency. He has that kind of talent.
Yeah.
And you get a compensatory pick. And that's one of those things that I think about at the trade deadline, which brings me back to the Texans. I think we have more conversation to have about this. But are you in a place where you still have an appetite for a buy at the trade deadline for this Texas team?
Can I get back to you on that? Because actually I can't. Because
it depends what they buy.
The trade deadline is tomorrow. And here's where I am with this, and maybe we'll dig in a little more. What could they possibly do that fixes what their problem is?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, fixes a problem. I don't think that you were going to have a single block that slots
improves
in
a problem. Because the defense is no problem. Special teams is no problem. Wide receiver, you got guys getting 11 snaps that you want on the field, so you think you got some talent there. Tight end might be one. Offensive line might one, but what could they might be one, but or two or three. But what could you possibly get to fix the offensive line and tight end?
Well, I mean, I do wonder, though, if, and I don't think this is going to fix the problem by any means.
Yeah.
I keep coming back to that Breece Hall, and that's why I kind of thought about the compensatory pick of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Is Breece Hall the type of player that you think, even if you aren't able to retain his services, that could ultimately end up being a compensatory pick that you...
I think you'd get something, wouldn't you? I mean, you'd have to.
Well, he would have to sign a big deal on the other side, and running back is a dicey proposition.
No, you're right, but I think he would, you know, he's still young enough to where he'd probably sign a deal. And by the way, you know, Woody Marks got injured in this game as well. We didn't even mention the other injuries.
Well, the big Woody Marks isn't the big one that I mentioned, even though you're right in that regard. It's Titus Howard.
Yeah.
Because Titus Howard, as much as, you know, we could talk about the offensive line, he's been pretty damn solid on that right side. And the difference between Titus Howard and Blake Fisher is pretty night and day, I think.
Very much night and day. And it affects your jumbo package, which, by the way, there was, I mean, he started the game. First play of the game was Blake Fisher in the jumbo. At tight end position. Did it, what, the referee got tired of saying that he was eligible when he would turn on his microphone. He's like, yeah, you know what I'm about to say, but number 57 is eligible. I think it's 57, whatever.
It is 57. Yeah, yeah. How do you not know that with how many times we've had to hear it at this point?
But what I was talking about the division getting interesting,
yeah.
I was talking about the NFC West. Seahawks.
Oh, okay, yeah.
6-2. Rams, 6-2. 49ers, 6-3.
Yeah.
That is getting real interesting. And just as a side note, did you see what Mac Jones did yesterday at the end of the game?
Yeah, I thought it was a cool
move. That was really cool.
Subbed himself out to allow Adrian Martinez to get in and get a snap.
His first NFL snap.
That's some real, we are all in the quarterback room together. Yeah. I'm looking out for my homeboy. That's what that was. Mm-hmm. Well, a lot more to talk about, obviously, but you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. It's worth remembering that football talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, coming up next, we hear from D'Amico Ryans after this 18-15 loss to the Broncos. We'll do that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.